The U.S. Midwest weather today is still quite similar to that of yesterday. Still looks as though a big part of the region is going to encounter a good chance for rain, and the precipitation will begin in some locations as early as tomorrow. We'll look for the precipitation to increase as we get into the latter part of this week, and the storm system that's expected to be responsible for all the precipitation is going to hang on into the northern parts of the region and through the weekend, and the Great Lakes region will probably still be seeing rain as we move into Monday. So that's quite an extended period of time for precipitation to be impacting the region. And, of course, the end result is going to be delays in summer crop harvest progress as well as harvesting. Showers will begin as early as tomorrow and Thursday across the lower parts of the Midwest. This will be concentrated mostly on the region from Missouri into Illinois, but portions of Indiana and eventually Michigan will be involved. The precipitation will run anywhere from a tenth of an inch to five-tenths of an inch. There may be some local totals getting upwards to three-quarters of an inch. Areas to the west and to the east of this will probably stay dry, meaning Ohio and portions of Kansas and Missouri. In the meantime, the first of two disturbances will move across the upper portions of the Midwest, and this system will likely occur mostly on Thursday into Friday, but a few showers may occur already tomorrow in a few locations. The precipitation will likely run from South Dakota, actually the Dakotas in general, over to Michigan, and we'll see moisture totals running just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch in general. Something a little bit greater, though, will occur upwards to 3/4 of an inch will be possible. Now, that particular disturbance will be followed by the main storm center, which is likely to begin in Wyoming and portions of Colorado and western Nebraska as we get into the latter part of this week. And as Thursday moves into Friday, we'll likely see the storm system become much better defined across the western Corn Belt, and it will move from South Dakota and Nebraska into Michigan as we move forward through the weekend and into Monday. Storm system promises to produce quite a bit of rain, and totals for the next 7 days will run anywhere from 1 to 3 inches across a big part of the upper Midwest, and we'll likely see the lower parts of the Midwest pick up on some additional precipitation as a cool front cuts through the region. That cool front is expected to evolve as we move forward into Friday and Saturday in the western Corn Belt, and probably Saturday and Sunday in the east. Rain totals are around a tenth to five-tenths. Some local three-quarter-inch amounts will occur in the lower parts of the Midwest. So as you can see, conditions across the Midwest are going to deteriorate as we move forward through this week. And on top of that, we're going to see some cold air flowing southward into the plains. Frost and freezes will become common over the course of the Friday through Sunday period, with Saturday morning likely to be coldest. Saturday morning will generate low temperatures in the 20s and 30s across areas from Montana and western North Dakota southward into Colorado, and maybe a few areas in northwesternmost Kansas. Areas just immediately to the east of that, from eastern North Dakota into northwestern Kansas, will have a chance for frost and some light freezes both Saturday and Sunday mornings. The western U.S. Corn Belt is not expected to get involved with much of the frost and freeze potential. But, however, with that said, I think on Sunday morning we will have a risk of some frost occurring across areas from Nebraska and portions of western Iowa up into Minnesota. I don't think there's going to be any significant freezes occurring, but we will see temperatures getting fairly cool across the area. Now, if for some reason we get a stronger surface high pressure center to develop over this area, a more meaningful freeze event may occur. In the meantime, we'll look for temperatures to cool down from the 70s and 80s down eventually into 50s and 60s as we finish out the weekend and early part of next week. And low temperatures at night in the eastern Midwest will not get much cooler than the 40s with the colder weather this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.